Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1913, The Value of Incidental Exercise for Weight Loss and The Benefits of Belly Breathing, both by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. To check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. Now, I have 2 shorter posts for you today. Sometimes I read 2 posts when each of them is a bit on the shorter side. We, of course, want to make sure that you get enough content from us each day. And with that, let's get to today's first post and start optimizing your life. The Value of Incidental Exercise for Weight Loss by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Incidental exercise is the type of movement that fits into your life without it being a planned exercise session. It's the type of exercise or movement you get from just going about daily activities. This could include taking the stairs or walking to the corner shop. From a weight loss perspective, calories expended during incidental physical activity are not necessarily significant. However, I've never really been an advocate of the calories in versus calories out equation anyway. Irrespective of calories burned, by gradually increasing the amount of incidental activity you do in your day, you could still experience an added contribution to your fat burning ability. Although the calories burned during incidental exercise may not be overly significant, your body systems fire up every time you get up and move. Your body is encouraged to work more efficiently, and you will feel more energized from having gotten out of your chair. This extra energy transfers over to having more motivation to get on and do your planned exercise sessions, as well as anything else you need to do in your day. By adding to your incidental exercise levels, you begin to act more like a healthy, active person. It may lead to you making better food choices to support your goal of burning fat, and your body will feel better if it hasn't been cramped up in a chair for hours on end. It will become a habit. Incidental exercise may seem like a big effort to incorporate into your life. However, once you're doing it, it'll become a habit, just like brushing your teeth. Well, I hope that brushing your teeth is a habit. You will do it unconsciously, without any planning or preparation. Before you know it, you'll be leading a more active lifestyle. So overall, the value of incidental exercise is more about assisting you to make more healthy choices rather than burning large numbers of calories. It's about helping your body to function effectively, including burning fat instead of storing it. The best exercise to lose weight is always the one you will enjoy enough to repeat often enough to get a result. Fitness for weight loss can come in many forms. Similarly, some types of incidental exercise aren't going to be as enjoyable or appealing to one person as they are to another. So let's take a look at some of the incidental exercise ideas you could consider adopting. Then you can choose what resonates with you. examples of incidental exercise. Park a few blocks away from where you work and walk the last part. You may just find that you arrive with more energy, in a clearer headspace, and feeling more positive. If you use public transport, get off a few stops earlier. Do 10 squats above your chair every time you get up to go to the bathroom or get a drink of water. You might get a few sideways glances from your colleagues, but if you can get past that, your body will benefit from it. You might think that doing squats above your chair is not a very natural way of going about your daily activities and doesn't classify as incidental exercise. Just remember that sitting in a chair is not a natural position for your body. The aim of the squats would be to counteract this to some degree. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Take a walk during your lunch break. Make your phone calls hands-free so you can move while you're talking. Sit on a stability ball at work or set up a sit-stand desk. Do some stretches at your desk for a 5-minute break. Take a walk after dinner, clean the house, or play with your kids. Just do something. As with anything, just make one small change until it becomes a habit, and then you can progress from there. Your everyday actions become behaviors, which becomes a lifestyle. So if your goal is to lead an active, healthy lifestyle, pick an action that supports that. With consistent repetition of this action, you'll be heading in the right direction. The Benefits of Belly Breathing by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Breathing. We all do it. We need to in order to survive. But are you breathing optimally? Surely there can't be a special way to breathe, you say. There is, and it's called diaphragmatic breathing, or is sometimes referred to as belly breathing. Here we'll look at diaphragmatic breathing benefits and how to breathe in this way. Many people breathe in and out only using the top part of their chest. This is especially true during times of anxiety and stress. If you're a caregiver, you might experience these feelings of stress when the house has been turned upside down, or perhaps just when everyone is screaming or wanting a piece of you. The fast upper chest breathing that often accompanies these stressful times is an inefficient way of breathing. It is not conducive to effective relaxation, but that's okay. Today, you're going to learn to breathe differently. You're soon to find out all about diaphragmatic breathing benefits and how to breathe in this way, especially during times of stress. Diaphragmatic breathing benefits. You need to be in a state of relaxation for many of your body's processes to function optimally. Stress is necessary at certain times, but what you need to be able to do is come out of it and return to a state of relaxation. In a state of relaxation, your digestive system is able to work effectively. The lymphatic system gets stimulated to release toxins and fluids, and you're also able to burn more fat effectively. Diaphragmatic breathing benefits your body by decreasing circulating levels of stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. So it's something that can have a very immediate effect on your well-being. You've just got to remember to do it. How to breathe properly. To practice diaphragmatic breathing, sit comfortably with a straight back, place one hand on your belly and the other on your chest, and close your eyes. As you take a long, slow breath in, you should first feel the hand on your belly rise as your tummy fills with air. Towards the end of the in-breath, you'll feel the hand on your chest rise as air fills this space. Then slowly release the breath and feel both hands lower back in. Aim to make the out-breath slightly longer than the in-breath. It's that simple. Now you just need to make time to do it and remember to do it regularly. Stop and take 5 big belly breaths anytime you feel yourself getting overwhelmed with your to-do list, stressed about a deadline, or the kids are causing you to tear your hair out. Diaphragmatic breathing benefits can be experienced in a matter of a minute, simply by stopping to take these deep breaths. You should feel calmer and more relaxed. More profound diaphragmatic breathing benefits will emerge by making this type of breathing part of your everyday life. You just listened to the posts titled, The Value of Incidental Exercise for Weight Loss and The Benefits of Belly Breathing, both by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. In the first article, one of the ways Ellie mentioned to incorporate incidental exercise was to take a walk after dinner. This reminded me of some of the studies that I've read about this very thing, how taking a walk, even a slower paced walk after dinner or really after any other meal, may help lower blood sugar levels. Researchers have found that it's particularly helpful for those with diabetes or even pre-diabetes. Remember, diabetes is a disease where blood sugar levels stay high. If blood sugar levels stay high for long periods of time, this is a problem. We don't want too much sugar floating around in the bloodstream. We want it to leave the bloodstream and move into our cells. That's where that sugar is actually used for energy. But if sugar stays in the bloodstream, it can lead to complications like nerve damage. So even a short walk after a meal can help remove some of that sugar from the bloodstream and actually get it into the cells so that it's used for energy. And again, the walk doesn't have to be intense or all that long. Just get up and move. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. Hoping you have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.